us know what you're thinking. Text us at 356-9145.
All day, baby.
Full moon readings with psychic medium Sarah Moore, all presented by the Premier Home Store. We want to thank them so much. They've been representing now for the last 2 years, Sarah. We've been doing this.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're opening again, May 11th.
Yes, May 11th, they will be back at it. Now, they've technically been open the whole time. They are an essential business, and they've been doing service for the Mount Washington Valley right along, but they're finally going to open their front doors again on May 11th, just like most of the retail areas or those retail stores that want to open on May 11th, and they're super excited about that to continue to serve the Valley.
I'm definitely going in. They are just awesome people. And I love the products they have, the furniture, the gaming systems, everything, the speakers. But the guys and the women there are hysterical, and they're just good people.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to go in just to say hi and check out the furniture.
And their phrase from the very beginning has been the people you know and the people you trust. And they have taken all of the safety precautions into consideration. Sean is very, very, pretty strict about that, actually. Being such a nice guy, he's very strict because he wants to look out for his staff and his customers.
Exactly.
So much so that they're actually handing out masks and gloves if you do shop with Premier on May 11th and beyond, just to make sure that everything is clean and safe for everybody, which is great.
Perfect.
Which is really nice. So thank you to Premier. And remember, you can also shop them online and check out everything they have on NorthConwayPremier.com. Let's get to more readings. Here we go. Brian listening in on ConwayMagic.com. He's listening from Nashua. He says he loves full moon readings and thanks us once again for doing it. He says, are you able to connect with his childhood self or even maybe a past life? He says, any advice coping with this pandemic? If not, what do you see in his future?
You know, as a kid, he was really pensive. I see a kid that, you know, all the other kids running around on the playground, and I see him sort of contemplating universal concepts. He came here to really accomplish a lot. And in the past lives, it's so funny, I see him as like a miner, because as a little boy, I see him holding rocks and crystals and mica, like the shiny parts of the rocks. And I don't think he's fully fulfilling it yet. You know the picture collages that you think you're looking at a lion on the wall, but when you zoom in, it's teeny tiny little pixelated images?
Yep.
He feels like he's not making a major impact, but he is one of those components that makes up the whole. So he's thinking, like, what's my aha moment? You are living the aha moment. Your process of living is your contribution. He is helping us evolve. And he's a kind, kind man, and he's forgetting that. And he doesn't do it with ego, so he's not comparing himself to anybody else. So he's like, I don't know if I'm good. I'm telling you, you're a good man.
Excellent. That one goes out to Brian from Nashua. We have, who is this? Alicia from Berlin texting in. Mm-hmm. She says that her mother passed away about 13 years ago this coming June, and with Mother's Day right around the corner, just this Sunday, any messages from her mom?
I'm curious how your mom passed, because she just showed me, like, you know, sort of the imagery of somebody falling on their sword. So I don't know if, I think that actually refers to you. Don't fall on your sword. Don't take the hit if you didn't earn it. Excuse the language on how they're trying to say that. I'm kind of like, what are you talking about? but stand up for yourself, she says. Stand up for yourself. And if somebody else has done something, yeah, it's easier to be like, oh, my God, I don't want to argue anymore. But you need to at least say, hey, look, I know what I've done. You know what you've done. We have to be accountable to ourselves and to each other. Your mom's all around you, and she's showing me like a raspberry-colored tulip with red, which is funny. Your mom's like, it's colors that you wouldn't expect to go together, but they look really beautiful. That's really funny. So get some of those or cut them. Not from your neighbor's yard, she said. Oh, but your mother would.
All right, that one goes out to Alicia from Berlin. We have Harold texting in from Conway. Sadly, his dad passed away on April 25th, just a little while ago. Any message from him at all?
Yeah, your father, in his final moments, took this incredibly deep breath, and I feel total peace. It's not like a warrior surrendering in battle. It's somebody who says, I'm creating space for the next generation. I think your father had a tremendous amount of integrity. Ooh, my throat, everything here feels really weird. Like, my airway feels funky. Like, I'm gasping for air a little bit. Mm-hmm. But at the very end, when he knew it didn't matter, I just get complete peace. What a way to be and what a way to go. When you truly complete your journey, you surrender to the process of death. And he did it beautifully. And Harold, you're carrying that on as well. I have to say, they're saying kudos to you.
Okay.
Not words I would normally use. So somebody in your life probably says, oh, kudos to you.
All right, that one goes out to Harold. Harold was texting in quite a few times, so I'm glad we were able to get to his question. We'll do one more before we take our news break here.
Okay.
We have Raina from Tamworth texting in. She was just texting to ask about if she's in the right place in her life. She said there's been a lot of changes going on lately. There's more to come. Is she headed in the right direction?
You're headed in the right direction, but right now your head's in the wasp nest. You said Raina, and my head's like, woo! It feels like I got to let the bees out of my head. It's time for you to take the action steps. So you know in your head what you don't like. You know what it would look like if it all sorted itself out. So, like, you know the Green Mile when the guy breathes in all the bees and then exhales all the bees?
Mm-hmm.
Exhale all those bees. And as you exhale, imagine beautiful, divine, yellowy light coming from the top of your head down and through your body, and then exhale that out. So exhale the bees out until you feel that light shining through you again. You're meant to shine, but you need a good polishing.
Okay, that one goes out to Raina from Tamworth. Keep those texts coming. Again, that number is 603-356-9145. And I do want to remind everyone, we know that you're doing Zoom meetings and all types of stuff, buzzing around the house, getting the kids ready and all of that. So feel free to send in a message, and then we record all of these readings and we post them up later on our website at conwaymagic.com. So you can go back and listen again. And sometimes that's a lot of fun just to hear everything again. And if you ever want to reach out to Sarah and book a phone meeting or whatever the case, you can do that as well at enlightenedhorizons.com, and she's on Facebook. So we'll take a quick news break right here. It's 8:26. Let's see what's happening.
These are the White Mountains, and Magic 104 knows all about them.